This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
So, of course, the Department of Basic Education will announce the release the results. And those that are waiting the results obviously are already maybe experiencing some anxiety. We want to speak to the South African Depression and Anxiety Group, who are saying that parents and guardians must give moral support to their children at a time like this. We're speaking to Vanessa Gordon from SADAG and looking at this time the pressure that may be there. So Vanessa is SADAG Operations Manager. Good evening. Welcome to Progressive Talk.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Good evening. Thank you very much for joining us. And of course, we are at a time when matriculants 2021 expecting the results, and there's some anxiety that generally accompanies this time. What are you saying to families, to the students as well?
It's so important to just, I think, remain positive, to know that, you know, the results are going to come out. And yes, the amount of stress and anxiety and even feeling overwhelmed in this time is absolutely normal. So it's important to sort of, you know, create that sort of atmosphere of support. If you're needing to talk to someone, have open conversations with your parents, with your guardians, with your siblings, so that you can all be on the same page and know that there are options. There are so many options. So look at those options. Look at it from now, that if this happens, this is what I'm going to do. If this happens, this is what I'm going to do. And sit together and have these, like, open conversations. I think it's very important.
What do you expect to be the state of mind of a matriculant at this stage, waiting for the results?
I think it's important to remember what we are in. So it's in this COVID space where it was online learning, it was hybrid learning, it was remote learning. And we must remember that that's also difficult to adapt to. So we need to just pay attention to that as well and say that, you know, we've tried our best, we've done everything we can, and now we're just going to wait for the result and know that, okay, this is what we want to do and this is what we can do. And always know that, you know, there's something that you can do, whether it is that you have to redo your exams next year, or whether you want to study something and you want to, you know, up your marks, and you can do those, the second, I've lost that word, but, you know, I think it's the second chance program.
Yeah, yeah.
There's so many different programs that are available, so look those up as well. Don't feel disheartened because you've also been through a difficult space. It is hard.
Yeah, of course, perhaps by today the anxiety is lower. As the days progresses, it may pick up. What can family members and those around these matriculants do in the intervening period to prepare these learners, to put them in a mindset like you were describing?
I think it's very important to notice, so as parents and as loved ones, notice how the student might be feeling. You know, see the warning signs. Are they eating? Are they sleeping? Is their mood changed? How are they feeling? And ask them. And even tell them that, you know, I come from the complete space of care and support, and whatever we are going to do, we're going to do it together, and we're going to make these decisions. But I think it's coming from that space of non-judgment, support, and care.
What is the importance of one thinking that they have options, being aware of their possible options, whether it is the fact that they did not progress this year, referring to 2021 now, what are the fact that they know, look, if I do not progress, I can do this, I can do that, it's not the end of it for me.
It's very important because that gives you a space to go in. Remember, there's always a plan B and a plan C and a plan D. So it's important to plan for that. The same way when we make a checklist for today. Mm-hmm. You know, we make a checklist and we say, okay, we've now put 20 things on this checklist for today. But we haven't gotten all of the things done. We have tomorrow to still do it. So it's important to know that. If we have tomorrow, we have another day, we have another opportunity, and there are things available.
Because you see, while we talk about the mindset of the families, the mindset of the matriculants, perhaps let's talk about the pressures. But these may be pressures that are not necessarily internally generated by the learner, maybe pressures that they find in their surroundings. It may be pressures that come from expectations to succeed from their family and from their surroundings.
And I think it's very important for everybody to understand that, you know, it needs to come from that place of support. So parents and surroundings and communities need to understand that that student has been through this very difficult time. I know even for parents, this COVID space has been difficult.
Yeah.
Remote learning, working less hours, financial issues, stresses of having enough space within their homes for their children to do their work, for them to actually do work. So there's been a lot of different factors that have impacted everyone within this COVID space. So it needs to be that we all come from that space of support and, you know, just being kind. So I think it's so important to be kind to ourselves and to be kind to others to know that we're all going through this space.
Yeah, yeah. And as we talk about that, so there's still the outstanding matter is in court as to whether this year the results will be published in your newspapers and so on, will be available for everyone to see or not. What's your contribution to the debate around whether that's helpful or whether that just goes to put pressure on learners? Of course, it's been done because of a law, right? It's not been done necessarily of the consideration of its mental impact and pressure. But what's your view around if this lifts off the pressure or what exactly happened there?
So I'm not the right person to ask that because there is obviously, this is a regulation. This is something that has come into play. It's something that everybody is following, the Papaya Act. It's very important. And it's also a safeguard. I think it's a safeguard. It's, you know, it's the freedom to have your name published or not is up to you as well. So I guess it is that regulation. It is a law, as you mentioned, and there's not much that I can say about that because it is something that is important. They've obviously thought about it when they actually brought the Papaya Act into action.
Because I was thinking in terms of the absence of publication, does it assist? The absence of it being in newspapers, does it play any role in reducing the pressure and leave the law, just the absence of it being published in papers, does it have any contribution in lifting the pressure, reducing the kind of pressure that learners have, that maybe a learner would look at the paper and say, hey, everyone is going to see that I'm not on the paper. But the fact
I think definitely. I think, I mean, if it was up to us when we were in matric, right, and your names came out in the paper, it was very stressful. And I can imagine now at least then maybe they can actually manage the expectation. So it might be actually better, but I'm not that expert to say. But in my opinion, and this is my personal opinion, I think it might be a better move.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.